Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about taking off, our journey through these interesting times. Just how are we supposed to make our way through all these changes? How can we take off and move forward in the midst of uncertainty? I'll answer these questions and more. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking at the 999 activation of the Om Crystal in Mount Shasta, California. That will be September 7th through the 9th in Mount Shasta, and I'll be talking about the astrology of the event and teaching how to go to the fifth dimension. We'll do several things to raise our vibration before we activate a special crystal that was placed there by the Atlanteans a very long time ago. It's to be activated on 9909 as part of the preparation for the ascension process. Maybe you are one of the ones who agreed to return to activate it. If you're interested in learning more about this, go to www.violetstar.com. That's violetstar.com. And click on the link for the 999 activation in Mount Shasta. I also want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. At the rate time flies, this will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. If you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So, what's up in the heavens? Now, first of all, we're still in the midst of those summer eclipses. Yes, even after both a lunar and a solar eclipse earlier this month, we still have one more lunar eclipse on August 5th. It's too light here in the northwest to see this one since it occurs at 5:56 p.m., so we don't get to see it. But how have you been doing lately? Have you noticed any failed strategies or perhaps a part of your life that just doesn't work anymore or a process or system that isn't working anymore? If so, this is the time to make a change, a new response. If you're impacted by any of these eclipses, then you need to make a new response. Use a new idea or method. If you fail to do this, the universe will respond with tragic or violent consequences. Now, that doesn't sound like any fun to me, so let's be sure we're all choosing new responses to the challenges that come up this summer. The secondary meaning for next Wednesday's lunar eclipse on August 5th is related to cutting through extraneous or overwhelming detail, persisting, or taking shortcuts to a desired result. If you or your company are impacted by this eclipse, then you may feel the need to cut through obstacles and push ahead, even though there may be unseen hazards that lie ahead. Your drive is strong and you have plenty of support, so push ahead. If this energy is used negatively, you proceed overcautiously and take the long way around to your destination. The August 5th lunar eclipse will be at 13 degrees and 43 minutes of Aquarius. So if your chart or your company chart has a planet or personal point between 10 and 18 degrees of Aquarius or Leo, then this eclipse will have an impact on you. And remember, all eclipses can have an impact up to 30 days before or after the actual eclipse. So this one can impact us through September 5th. I know all these eclipses are bringing up needed changes, but I will certainly be happy when we get past them. Now, the next cycle I want to tell you about is Venus square Uranus. The cycle is in range now through August 2nd, and it's associated with unexpected expenses or a sudden unexpected loss of money. It can also relate to a sudden loss of a relationship. Fortunately, this cycle has already peaked, but with the weekend here, you still might decide to spend money unexpectedly and not have enough when you need it. And we have another challenging financial cycle on the way, too, so be careful about those impulse buys. Save some money. We also get another set of cycles that suggest we're not paying close attention to details, and we may be confused or sloppy when it comes to logistics. This cycle is Mercury opposite Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. It's actually three cycles, and they're in range between July 27th through August 2nd. They're peaking right now on July 31st. So essentially, you need to pay extra attention to details. Mercury opposite Neptune is terrible at tracking details. It talks in vague generalities and forgets to pin down when something needs to be done, by and who is going to do it, or important stuff like how much money is in the bank. So don't write checks without checking these details. With Mercury opposite Jupiter, too, we could find ourselves confused about a lot of details, or we may be confused about what we believe. Mercury opposite both Jupiter and Neptune are classic cycles for spreading propaganda and disinformation. You have to really be careful about what you believe, because a lot of what's out there now just isn't true. Also, watch out for Mercury opposite Chiron, too. Chiron is related to wounds, and in this case, we might experience verbal wounding. Someone might say something that hurts us, and if that happens, then it's there to bring up an old wound that needs to be healed. So go ahead and thank that person responsible for doing that, because otherwise you might not get it cleared. Chiron is also related to healthcare, so this set of cycles could relate to the healthcare debate in Congress. We'll see how that plays out. But of course, it's a sure bet that doing nothing is not the right solution. So with all that going on, just be sure to double-check all details during this period, especially your financial ones. Next, beginning tomorrow on August 1st and 2nd, we have two major cycles that are associated with debt. The first of these, Venus opposite Pluto, peaks on August 1st. That's tomorrow. Then the next day, on August 2nd, we get Moon conjunct Pluto and both of them opposite Venus. These cycles can also be associated with power issues within relationship, and it's even possible that the relationship issue is about how money should be managed. The primary cycle of Venus opposite Pluto is in range between July 29th and August 6th. Now notice, this cycle is in range when we have our last eclipse on August 5th. So any sudden and unexpected failures experienced then may relate to money or a relationship that needs to transform, or it will end. And remember, this could include our stock market. We also start August in the midst of an energy crisis. Actually, an energy management crisis, starting July 30th through August 22nd and peaking on August 10th. We have Mars square Saturn. Essentially, we're trying to go off in too many directions at once, and we need to stop and focus. Until we do so, we'll encounter obstacles and delays. We need to get a specific plan together and decide which actions to take and in what sequence to take them. After we do so, we'll get the green light to move forward and get the most rewards from our efforts. But until then, we're delayed. This cycle can also suggest energy management issues on a big scale, meaning there could be energy challenges for the Earth. This could include power outages or not enough power to cover all the cooling needs of the summer. The more you can conserve energy usage, the better for everyone. So keep that in mind. At nearly the same time as the above cycle, we also get two other related sets of cycles. The first cycle, Mars trine Jupiter, is associated with 1, taking very inspired and fortunate actions, which can lead to fabulously positive outcomes in the future. It takes time for the results to come through, but they are very positive. So get your plan together first, just like I mentioned a few minutes ago, and then be sure to take those positive and fortunate actions. The second cycle, Mars trine Chiron, is it related to releasing old wounds, traumas, anger, resentment, grudges, etc.? These two cycles are in range between August 4th through the 24th, and they peak August 13th through the 18th, and they can help offset the other energy issues. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. Now, you can get this in your own email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information that I give you each week on the radio. No more trying to take notes or remembering to go to the website each week. Just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's www.askmadeline.com. The link will be under What's New on the left side. So get signed up today. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, but just how are we supposed to make our way through all these changes and move forward with all this uncertainty? When I come back after this short break, I'll be talking about taking off our journey through these interesting times. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit DeniseMontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today I'm talking about taking off, our journey through these interesting times. And after that, I'll also take your calls and then give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that I've been talking about us going through some pretty major changes. In fact, many of these cycles have not happened in centuries, and some have not happened in thousands of years. We're literally at an unprecedented time in our history when several changes are converging at once. As far as we know, this type of convergence has never happened before in recorded history, so this means we're literally in new territory. Now, everywhere we turn, we're faced with major changes ahead of us. The economy is undergoing a major transition to a sustainable economy. Our climate is undergoing major changes, and from many accounts, we're at the beginning of a mini ice age brought on by our global warming. We're also in a time when we're running out of energy for our needs. There's not enough access to easy oil anymore, and we're still in the process of creating new technology to solve this issue. Now, in addition to all that, our planet is undergoing a spiritual process known as ascension, and this means the planet is raising its frequency or vibration so it can go into the fifth dimension. Now, that process means that all of us, even our pets and plants, must all raise our frequency and vibration, just so we can stay here on the planet. And if that isn't enough, we're going to make all these changes in the fastest time ever attempted. We're now doing the same amount of transformation of our consciousness in 12.8 years as we did in the previous 256 years. Everything is moving 20 times faster. Wow, this period is really mind-boggling when you stop to consider everything that's going on at once. But that's exactly what makes it so hard to take off and get to where we want to go. It reminds me of trying to plan a trip without knowing the itinerary, where you're headed, when you'll leave, what you'll do while you're there, and when you'll come back. Then someone says, "Hey, the tickets are on sale today. Buy your plane tickets now." But how do you do that when you don't know all the usual details? This is the challenge we face on a nearly constant basis. Living with uncertainty is part of these interesting times, and it's not going to go away. So partly, we need to make friends with uncertainty. We need to invite it to the table and ask it, what can it teach us? Essentially, when something is uncertain, there's a certain amount of confusion surrounding the topic or issue. But confusion is just another word for the potential of multiple possibilities. Now, we now know from quantum physics that every situation always has multiple possible outcomes, and we are literally choosing the outcome that we experience with our thoughts and feelings. I think it's pretty amazing that we got these two pieces of information very close together. We got both the quantum physics piece, which tells us about the multiple possibilities for every situation, and then we got the piece that allows us to understand that we're the one choosing the outcome with just our attention, thoughts, and feelings. We're so much more powerful than we ever imagined ourselves to be. We just didn't realize it for all these years. Now, isn't it interesting that we've been given such incredible tools, wisdom, and understanding at this very period in our history? What does that suggest to you? No, it's not that we should go hide our heads in the sand and hope all these changes will go away. That would only lead to giving our power away and allowing ourselves to be fully dominated. That's not the outcome you really want, but of course, it is a possibility. It's one we should keep in mind so that we don't give our power away. So let's go back to the analogy of being asked to buy plane tickets before you have your trip plan. It seems like we're being asked to take off before we have all the details worked out, or at the very least, commit to taking off. I know it's uncomfortable, so I'd like to frame this job for you in a slightly different way. We are indeed being asked to take off before we know all the details of where we're going. But here's the great help we've been given. Now that we know we're creating whatever we focus on, we can choose what we want to create. By focusing on it with our thoughts and feelings, we can intend that the universe provides us with clarity for our next steps or even where we're headed. But we don't have to know everything in advance now. We can create it by choosing it as we go along. We don't need to know everything in advance, just the next step. It reminds me a bit of when I was a kid. My parents would take us on a driving vacation across several states. They didn't have reservations set up in advance. They simply drove until they got tired and then they found a motel to stay in. They trusted that there would always be a motel available when they were ready for one, and there always was. We never slept in the car. You may have been on a few of these vacations, too. They were more like unplanned adventures with a few visits thrown in. Now, the universe is asking us to do something similar. We cannot anticipate all the changes that will occur in the next several years. We're in the midst of economic revolution and transformation, earth changes, energy changes, extraterrestrials, and soon enough, a major revolution. No one can anticipate all these changes. The key ingredient here is trust. Do you trust the universe to support you, to guide you to where you need to go, to show you the next step to take? That's all you need to know, just the next step. You may want to know more than the next step, but really, all you need to know is just the next step. Now, I'm completely aware of our old ways of doing things. We always knew what we were doing, where we were going, how many gallons of gas it would take, etc. We had everything planned to the nth. But that paradigm is gone, along with the certainty and the old status quo that it held. Now, I know it feels better, but uncertainty has more potential to unleash our creativity. I'll give you a tiny example of that. Each week when I'm planning my next show, I often know only the title and a brief description of what my next show will be about. Frequently, when I sit down to prepare my show, I have no idea what the majority of the information will be, but I trust that the universe will let me know, and it always does. Being open to that process unleashes my creativity. Now, if you open up to the process of being on an adventure with the universe, your creativity will be unleashed too. To do that, though, we have to give up the whole concept of just trying to survive. This is where most of us come from. We feel like we're just treading water, just trying to stay afloat. It requires trust in ourselves and the universe in order to shift to thriving instead of just surviving. It's actually our attitude and perspective that makes the difference. It helps to see ourselves on an adventure with the universe, ready to take the next step. Sure, we don't necessarily know where it's ultimately leading, but when we see ourselves on an adventure with the universe, it allows us to leave behind uncertainty and to move forward with confidence. Essentially, we're weaving a very big new tapestry with all the threads provided by others in this world. It's a group masterpiece. We may not be able to see how all the threads fit together in the picture when we just have our one piece of the puzzle. This is why we need to be willing to move forward with just knowing the next step. One thing that helps me with the uncertainty is to remember that partnering with the universe is like having an extra pocket of resources. I don't need to take care of everything because the universe will do a lot of that for me if I will let it. It knows best how to get things done a lot better than I can, and that includes bringing in money. And I also want to remind you to stay centered in your heart. Now, as things continue to speed up, also remember to make like a gyroscope. Remember, I talked about this once before on a show very recently. A gyroscope becomes more stable as it spins faster and faster. To do this, we must learn how to trust our intuition and to make choices based on what our hearts are telling us. There isn't time for doing all the research and data gathering that we used to do. So it's really important for us to learn how to listen to our hearts and make the choices which support what it wants. This will lead us in the right direction. Now, someday, we'll all look back on this as an incredibly amazing adventure, much like The Lord of the Rings. Indeed, this is the main event for which we're here this time. We all came here with the intention of helping ourselves and each other to get through these interesting times. In fact, the Earth is the hot place to be in this galaxy. We're the planet where the action is, and that action is us. Incredible, isn't it? How did we manage to do this? It's incredible. So, and That action is us doing what has long been considered undoable, raising the consciousness of the planet to new heights so it can ascend to a higher dimension. So take heart. Remember how those four little hobbits, Frodo, Sam, Merry, and Pippin, with the help of quite a few others, set out on their unknown journey and ended up saving Middle Earth. Can you imagine what would have happened if they had said no to their journey? We just can't know what part we have to play in the larger picture until we play it. So please, everybody, give up feeling the uncertainty and make the choice to just keep taking your next step. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, and after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
How many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And that number is now working again after being messed up for a week or so. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off. We'll go to Melissa. She's calling in from Vashon. She's been doing a lot of clearing lately. She wants to know if it's doing any effect on her life, if it's working out for her. So let's see if it's doing it. And let's see here. 1-1 of 66 is when she was born at 6:45 a.m. in Richmond, California. So, Melissa, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
So what kind of clearing have you been doing lately?
I've been doing the chod practice, I think it's called. It's a Tibetan practice.
Okay.
But it's, like
what
feeding the demon.
What kinds of things are you clearing?
Energy patterns
related to
stuff that comes up in my life or I don't know exactly, just anything that comes up you clear it. I don't know, it's supposed to be, you know, I'm really not sure even what it's called, feeding the demons in you. There's a
Yeah,
that
sounds
so
cool.
Yeah, well, so what I'm familiar with it. I'm too nervous to explain it to you.
It's okay. It's not a problem. Actually, what I see going on here is that you're in the process of what we would call transforming your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And this often includes transforming your physical self as well as your identity of who you think you are. And so a lot of what you're doing of feeding these demons and releasing negative energies from your past, old patterns that are no longer serving you, is a perfect thing to be doing during this time period. Now, this process probably got very heavily started last year, I would think. And it's going to be with you for quite a long time. I mean, it probably feels most intense right now, but it's going to take probably close to 20 years before
really?
It's complete. Yeah, it's a very long process. This is Pluto moving into your first house, and you have a very large first house. So, you know, it's it might be not quite 20 years, you know, maybe 19 or 18 years. It's a fairly long process, you know, and, you know, it's so in the process of that, which is not immediate, but will probably be here in about 2 to 3 years, you're going to transform your core self. And so that part can feel a little bit on the challenging and scary side, because you're basically asking yourself to change at the very heart of who you are. And the reason that comes up is because you're actually at that point, you'll be ready to give up old patterns that really aren't you. So you'll have been through this process for quite a ways, and then you'll hit this kind of bump in the road, so to speak. And actually, that can be a wonderful opportunity for you to become much more of your authentic self. And
mm-hmm.
It's really a very positive cycle, as long as you're prepared for it mentally and you're not feeling like you're kind of getting dragged you know, through the quagmire of, you know, being forced to let go of things one after another. Mm-hmm. So things that come up that aren't working are just things that really need to go by the wayside because they're not things that are there to support you in your new journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so the whole, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so it's going to be a long journey.
Oh, really?
This part, yeah, the last year and this year, probably the...
So you're 66, right? It's 1966.
Yeah,
right.
1966. Yeah.
Okay, darn it.
6:45 a.m., Richmond,
yeah.
California.
Yeah, darn it, that's me. That's me, a short process.
It's
oh,
okay.
Well.
You know, you're one of the people who came here to be one of the social change makers.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So your work is here. It's time for you to be off on that journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Benny, do we have another caller? Is Benny there?
Sorry about that, Madeline. I was on the other line. Grab another call.
Of course.
You know it. Let's take Ashley now. She's calling in from Fremont. She's just outside Seattle, that is. It's, you know, the center of the universe, you know, over there in
Fremont.
Right, right. And I don't know if you know about their, you know, their annual biking event that they have. I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
And their summer solstice.
Yeah, exactly. Are you? I apparently now know you are familiar with that.
Yes.
have you participated in that event?
No, but it's on my list, my to-do list, my infinite to-do list.
Option number one, it's clothing, and that's optional. So
I know.
Okay, just making sure you're aware of it. So Ashley's calling in from Fremont. She's in a rut lately, and she wants a little bit of help to get herself out. Her birth date is 10/13 of 83 at 12:03 a.m., and I'm going to do my best here. She's from Kona Kaka, Hawaii, I believe on Molokai. Is that right?
Now, how do you spell that, Ashley? Kona, how do you spell that second part?
It's K-A-U.
K-A-U.
N-A.
N-A.
K-A.
K-A.
K-A-I.
K-A-I. Oh, very good. We love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell me your question again.
Well, I just had a baby back in December.
Wow.
And since then, yeah. And since then, I've been in kind of a rut. Like, I'm sure that happens to a lot of people who have babies, but
right.
I've adjusted really well to that. And, you know, I've been in a rut, and I don't know where to... I mean,
where
to go forward from that,
right.
Yeah.
Right, right. So, were you working before you had the baby or not?
Not really. I was just nanning.
Nanning, okay.
Yeah.
But you said you were working for somebody else, though. They weren't your kids.
No.
Okay.
No. This is my first one.
First kid. Okay. All right. Well, let me see here. What is happening with your? I was looking to see where is the biggest challenge coming from at the moment.
Probably myself.
Well, that's almost always true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that happens when you have a baby, and now you're a Libran. And so it's very easy for you to adjust to thinking about somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Because you're always trying to take in both parts of the equation. You know, what are your needs? What are the other person's needs? So having a baby, you know, is very oriented towards the other person's needs. They actually tend to start taking over your needs. Right? I mean, do you have that experience of where you take care of the baby and take care of the baby and take care of the baby and sort of, you know, maybe not take care of yourself? Does that happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very common with mothers. So, but particularly because you are both, you know, Sun in Libra, Mercury in Libra. In other words, it's very easy for you to go down this path of, you know, really being focused on the other person and not necessarily focused on your own needs. So one of the tools that, if you can remember when you get on the plane, how they tell you if you have a small kid, and, you know, the oxygen tents come down, the oxygen masks come down, that you need to put on yours first.
Right.
You know, before you put on your child's oxygen mask. If you could keep that in mind, that, you know, really, what's going to happen to your child is your child is always going to reflect your energy. So when your energy goes low, you know, you get tired or you're not eating well or you're not getting enough exercise, etc., the baby picks up on that and starts to be a little bit more irritated.
Oh, he is the most mellowest child ever.
Oh, that is the most wonderful thing to hear. That is fantastic. And your first baby, too. Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's telling me to have more. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Oh, gosh, I hear our music. I'm so sorry. So hang on here just a minute. Now, when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business.
Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the day. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you could easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, which now works. And that number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, I think we still need to talk to Ashley here.
Yep, she's back.
Hi, hey. Ashley. There you
hey.
Are.
Okay. Sure.
Now, I wanted to tell you what I saw as the stuckness that you were describing. This is a cycle that you're not quite out of yet, but you will be by September. You'll be past it completely.
Soon.
Yeah. So, and hopefully, actually, I'm pretty certain you are not going to have this come back again. So you should be done with it. And basically what this is it's a cycle where it's like you're trying to skip steps, almost like if you were trying to move from third grade to fifth grade. And something from the past is not yet completed before you're wanting to move forward. There's a certain feeling of stuckness because you really aren't ready to move to that next step until you finish up something from your past. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it kind of does. I always like to, I start projects,
uh-huh.
and then before they're even over, I'm moving on to something else all the time. I mean,
okay.
I'm a great idea person.
right.
But that's about where it stops.
So, you know, the universe is just wanting you to clean up some of your past projects before you start anything new.
Okay.
You know, so if you
Fair
can do
enough.
That, okay, then you'll be able to move forward. And, you know, take the month of August and September and make sure you're finishing up things so that
Good
you're
plan.
Ready to move forward, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All
Benny,
right.
Do we have another caller?
We do. I think we have time for one more. Let me bring my microphone over here so I can give Susan's information out. Susan's calling in from Gig Harbor, Washington. She's been driving towards the Spanish language lately. We all want to know why, and I think she does too. Maybe it's in the stars. So she was she was born 1/20/56 at 10:30 a.m. in our neighbors to the east, Spokane, Washington. Susan.
Good morning.
Hi, Susan.
I am very curious to know if you can give me some insight onto the direction that I am heading, because I don't understand it.
So tell me what's happening exactly here.
Well, I'm a school teacher,
okay.
and I have been put in a position where I needed to start taking Spanish for the purpose of teaching it. And I've been completely immersed in Spanish, and it has taken over my life. So I figure that considering the kind of person I am anyway, I might as well go all the way. So I'm looking at traveling to Mexico maybe next summer, and I've never traveled in my life. I'm not sure if this is the right thing for me to do. I'm actually scared to death. I just don't understand how come it's taking me over like this.
Well, that is a fascinating story because actually you have a very strong potential, not only for teaching, but for traveling and for, going to foreign countries. So it sounds to me like you're finally unleashing this possibility within yourself. So you've been doing the teaching. You've been expressing this energy very, very strongly through your teaching. and now it's coming to a new level. And so this is happening as it's being triggered by a particular cycle. So Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are opposite your Jupiter and your Pluto, which are very, very close. They're within about a degree of each other, a degree and a half of each other. So this is a very tight little setup here. And so you're being challenged, you see, to grow and to expand your horizon into something much bigger than what they have been. Does it feel that way to you?
Well, it does. I mean, shoot, I cannot believe how much education I've had lately, and it just is overwhelming me.
Overwhelming. Too.
Well, because I can't quit going to school. I've been going to school for, it seems like, my whole life. I'm 53 years old, and I'm still going to school all the time.
Well, I mean, would it help at all if I told you that I think that was your intention?
Oh. I guess I don't quite understand why it's my intention, but I can take that.
Yeah.
It's my intention.
You have a very strong sense of wanting to learn and to know. And as you learn more, you feel like you have a better grasp of things.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
And of course, it promotes your interest in teaching others. You see, it supports your interest in teaching others because the world is unfolding. I mean, you may go to school, you know, for a while, and then, you know, after you graduate at the time that you're in school, you know, the world doesn't stop changing. It continues to evolve just like we do. And so what you learned when you were first in school is very, I mean, they don't even teach it now, probably. Most of it is probably been replaced with new things.
Yeah, it's changed. Education's changed a lot since we were kids, before I was kids.
Exactly. Yeah. So things are constantly evolving. You know, it's not just us. I mean, we're always evolving, but because we're evolving, the entire world, you know, everything is evolving at the same time. So the idea that we would, you know, learn some particular body of knowledge and then kind of, you know, we're done with that. I don't even think it's a possibility. And did you hear the earlier part of my show where I was talking about how we're transforming our consciousness at 20 times faster?
Really fast.
Really fast. Now, that means that our knowledge is also transforming at that same rate, 20 times faster than it used to. So, you know, the possibility of just, you know, learning a body of knowledge and then forgetting about going to school, I don't even think it's practical. We have to keep learning every day.
Oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the way it is in order for us to have any chance of keeping up. So this year, you're actually, oops, I'm looking at my time and going, oops, I got to get you off of here. But so this year, I would look at it as a great opportunity to expand your whole base. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
You take care, and thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Prosperity is joyful. It's also satisfying, fun, playful, fulfilling, inspiring, bubbly, and it brings many options. So it's attracted to similar energies. The key is to incorporate these positive feelings in your daily work and life. So how can you do that? First, look at the bigger picture behind your work. When all is said and done, are you happy about what you help create every day? If yes, stick with it. And then ask yourself, how can I bring more joy to my daily work and life? Is it by listening to certain music, putting up new pictures, bringing some fun toys to work, telling a few jokes? Remember, you're the magician who's creating your life. Set an intention to create with laughter, fun, and joy, and prosperity will follow. Now, next week, on Friday, August 7th, my guest will be spiritual teacher and mystical alchemist Troika St. Germain, who will discuss how to maximize your benefits from 9909. So check out for that. And in the meantime, remember to visit my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. Or call us at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.